I have to start all over again. So I'm going to read from Revelation chapter 3, verse 14. And this is the last church, the final church. There won't be any more. This is the very last church. Now, let's say you believed under the Philadelphia church. Then that has to be tested. That has to be tested. God always tests those that believe. Doesn't test the ones that don't believe. He's not testing them. He's not interested in, you know, all the bad things that are done. He's only interested in his church. He's only interested in his church. That is zestos, Greek. Zestos means hot, passionate, all the way, 4, 5, 6, all the way. And so, since that's the case, we each have been born again, and right now, most of us are not at chair 6, some might be, but you're learning how to die to your soul. Your soul is being destroyed. Your soul is being destroyed. Okay. And so when the soul is destroyed, you can love your neighbor as yourself. So we now worship God with all our heart and soul and strength by faith. But it isn't finished until the fat lady sings. Which doesn't mean what you think it means. It means when you go to heaven, you are able to eat the fat things. In other words, she hadn't sung yet the victory song. But we are very close to being his children because he's perfecting us in love. Chair 6. But to do that, because we're a bride without spot, without wrinkle, and without any such blemish or thing. Nothing can mar us. Nothing can dissuade us. And so you live in the midst of the nations, the Gentiles. You live in the midst of the nations, and now is when your light needs to shine. Not, oh, this has happened. Oh, Texas, the one state under God state, just fell to the ground. And Tarrant County, which was the reddest county in the whole United States, is suddenly bluish. Not completely, partially. Why? Because we're here. Because we're here. Because all of us are keeping Texas red. So it'll remain red. But he's testing us. And you're probably not prepared for the message I'm going to give you, but it's a living word, meaning I heard it from God. God is about to perfect his church. And here's how it works. On the back of your dollar bill, do you have a dollar bill? Does everybody have a dollar bill? Let's see.
Is it on every kind of?
Yeah, it's on every dollar.
$5
won't do it.
I don't carry those wicked ones.
This is one with the seal on the back. You see this seal on the back? It's an unfinished pyramid. And there's an eye at the top that has various names, but it's not God. So it says in here, in God we trust. But then there's a pyramid right there. So you don't trust in psychology. Lukewarm church is psychology. Psukos. Psukos. P-S-C-H. I'm sorry. That's not true. It's kliaros. That's the word for lukewarm. That, and I'll explain that, because this is what this message is all about. Most Christians today are living by their psyche. they believe in God, but they also believe. They mix that with, oh, right there is a sin. You can't mix it. When you're in the, what branch of the service are you in?
Air Force?
In the Air Force, they don't teach you now, try to be a good soldier. They make you a good soldier. I mean, they want everyone to obey the commander, right? So when you obey the commander, you don't do your own will. That means death of the flesh. Chair 5. You do what the commander in heaven, and he's King of Kings. He's Lord of Lords. He's the top guy. However, even though you've learned to be not yourself, but to be a soldier for America, or an Air Force person for America. In other words, you're in a trust. You're in a public trust. And you are young, so young people are willing to give up their lives for defending us as a nation. That's a political issue. But our issue with the Bible is not just political, but is also political. It's love your neighbor as yourself. Chair 6. To love your neighbor as yourself, you'd have to be resurrected out of the dead. So when you die in chair 5, you resurrect in chair 6. So you have to be born in order to die, in order to resurrect. Chair 4, 5, and 6. So, this unfinished pyramid on the back, this is your, this is a picture of, there's an eye at the top, it's the very top of it, but you notice it's not attached. It's there as though that were God, but it's not God, it's not the eye of God, it's the eye of a false god, idolatry. So the idols are at the top of the church that's lukewarm. The idols, kliaros. Kliaros is not cold. Psuche is cold. Psuche is cold. So, hey, could you just put 3 chairs up there? Yeah. They'll be like 4, 5, and 6, but it's the same thing. Because God wants you to not only infect heaven with your prayers, praise, thanksgiving, but he also wants you to love your neighbor as yourself, right? Well, that's a political issue if you're political. Or it's an economic issue if you're economic. Or it's a social issue if you're social. But it's also totally controlled by the fact that you're a righteous individual. And how many Christians today are righteous individuals? So most people today can start here, be born again. So we start here. I'm born again, have a new heart. But my soul is still alive. Psuche. And so I'm lukewarm here. So then I'll never be resurrected to actually do justice on the earth. Whether it's economic justice, whether it's political justice, whether it's social justice. Living with my neighbor side by side in peace. We have not had that since the foundation of the world. Adam and Eve ruined it right away. I mean, they ruined it. They were born innocent. They were born innocent. That was their existence. God made him according to his image and according to his likeness. In other words, I want you to look like me, then I want you to act like me. So I want you to, all your behavior will be, you'll be my steward, you'll be my trustee, you'll be my soldier, you'll be my Air Force, you'll be everything, whatever I want you to account to me for every decision you make and every act you act upon that decision. So most people have sinned ever since then. Like 100%. Most people have followed Adam and Eve, and they're still relying on their psyche. Well, the minute they sinned, their innocence was gone. And everybody does this. by the time you're 12, 13, 14, 18. Everyone is going to become a sinner. So when did you begin? Early, probably when you were one and a half. You learned to rebel. So rebellion, I'm summing up the whole world. I'm summing up the whole universe. I'm telling you something of where we are, why we're here right today in this confusing, carnal, compromised time. Why you're here is good. It's good to be cold. I wish you were cold, it's going to say in verse 16. I wish you were cold or hot. I wish you were cold or hot, because cold or hot, they do things for you. When it's, you know, 105 degrees out, you want cold. But when it's winter, you want hot. You know, so we vary with the climate. But cold or hot are not just human terms, they're heavenly terms. Either you are cold, which would be the sinner. We don't have the sinner up here. But sinner, whether you're a hypocrite or you're yourself, awful, it doesn't matter. But then you repent, that chair isn't up here either. But then you get born again here. And this is the group I'm wanting to talk about. So you are the church of the living God, and now you're born again. Anothen, which means from above. You have a heavenly birth. You're no longer of the flesh. You have a new heart. Say it, new heart.
New heart.
So you have a new heart. Not a new soul, not a new body. It starts with the heart, and then it goes to the soul, then it goes to the body. So, 4, 5, and 6. But now you have a new heart, but many Christians stop right here because they've been forgiven of all their sins, and so they don't want to clean up. This is the cleansing chair. You're washed with water in the Word. You're washed with that kind of water. And this Word will then condemn, not this one, because this is pure. You have a new heart. You have a cleansed heart. But now you have to be cleaned up from all unrighteousness. All. How many know that you can't do that? You can't clean yourself up. You can't stop sinning and you can't start doing good. You can't. Nobody has ever been able to do it except Jesus. And that he is sent from God, from heaven, to show us the love of the Father. Because we're going to end up in love. This chair is a love chair. Right? So this pyramid that man built is just has 13 steps on it. You ever counted those? There's 13 of them. For the 13 colonies. And then it says on here, Novo Novus Ordo Seclarum. New World Order. How many know that some of the presidents have used that idea? That's globalism. This new world order was meant to be to the glory of God. But quickly they abandoned that and just wanted to make money. Mammon. So now we're making money all over the place, especially Dallas. Wow. We have billionaires here. Well, actually, we have them in Fort Worth, too. And actually, it's a toss-up. In other words, we just have fewer. But they control the whole city. So it's better if you're a billionaire and you're the only one in town that can act and operate or, you know, do things. But unfortunately, they bought Disney stock and lost a lot. But I'm sure they're back in business because they're billionaires. So they can afford to have huge losses and then still stay in business. And they're the tallest building in town. So you can always tell, is that an insurance company that owns that building? That's the tallest one. Is that a pharmaceutical company? That's the tallest one. And so on and so forth. So you can tell who's building the pyramids that seem to endure storms and so on and so forth. But sometimes a storm comes along and knocks down the big buildings. Thanksgiving Tower. Even though we didn't thank, God noticed that. And can damage them anytime you want. I've been there. But I wasn't there to give thanks. I was there to maybe eat on one of the upper floors where all the petroleum club meets. Or I was there to watch how all the billionaires in town meet together, and people from all over the United States meet in that billionaire club. Robert was with me. And we were guests. And so you see how they do it. And they have insider trading knowledge that y'all can never have. So they actually know, because things are presented there. And a billionaire always has his lawyers there. Not just one, but several. And the billionaire will say, yeah, chase that, you know, find out what that's all about. And so they're only presented three items are chosen every time they meet. And Mr. Hill's son invited us. That's a hunt. And so when he invited us, then we went. So you know how the world is built. So all economy is based on Jesus as far as I'm concerned, as far as you're concerned. Did you know that God will supply all your needs? Not some of them. All your needs according to his riches and glory. So there's a problem when the church takes a benefit from a state. 501c3, local tax exemption on your property. These are all benefits from the state. They've exempted you and give you this. The general laws apply to everybody, but not you. You're a church. You have special benefits from the state. But you had to marry the state to do that. So you've dirtied yourself because the state is not pure, clean. Not only that, by your joining with them, they'll never be clean. If you leave them alone, and they won't let you leave them alone, but if you leave them alone, then they'll be pure too. Because then they'll be limited. But if they reach into the church's pockets, they want you to serve them. You'll have to get this tape afterward, because I'm telling you how the world works. I'm not just making it up. So, because of what Jesus does for you personally, this is your personal life right here. Born again, filled with the Spirit, led of the Spirit. Born of the Spirit, filled with the Spirit, led of the Spirit. Past, present, future. This one hadn't happened yet. Jesus hadn't come back as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, because there's no bride today who's ready, prepared. So, but you are. And I'm explaining my whole ministry right now, because God spoke to me. And because he did, everything makes sense. So I'm not in the dark. I'm in the light. Lux et veritas, light and truth. So here I have light and truth in my heart, but not yet in my soul, and not yet in my behavior, my body. And so to get there, you have to go to this grade, and then this grade, and then this grade. In other words, different levels, until you're perfect. And the last thing you do, and then Christ does that in his second coming. First coming was get you saved. But that's not saved. All three of those are saved. That's redemption. That's the atonement. That's the offering. And this was all prophesied to Abraham, Old Testament. So now God is fulfilling all of that. God, he knows the time will run out. Civilization will come to an end in a short while. So he's actually announced that to us, and then Satan is busy right now trying to get as many people as he can into his kingdom of darkness. I used to be part of that kingdom, but I've been conveyed, transferred out I've moved over into the kingdom of light. I didn't do that. Nobody here did that. Now, instead of being here in the darkness, I'll use this chair as darkness. Instead of sinning over here in darkness, that's what Adam and Eve got after they sinned. Darkness came in, light left. Now, when you're born again, the light comes back. You're enlightened again, not by human light, humanism, Baalism, psychological health. That's what people look for, to be happy all the time. It won't work. So all psychology not only has abnormal psychology in it, but it is abnormal because it's not natural. And it's not from heaven. And natural won't save you either. So only heaven will save you. So you have to have that light in here, and the light has come in, and truth has come in, and it sets me free. Now my heart is free, but my soul is getting free daily. Daily getting free. I die daily, Paul says. Paul says, I die daily. And he says, I'm not already perfect. Chair 6. I'm not perfect. So if Paul wasn't perfect, oh, what are we going to do? Well, I'll tell you what. You are God's church, and now the time has come to end civilization. Not tomorrow, not the next day, but soon. And he knows when it is. And things are happening now which are apocalyptic. That means they're hidden. But now they're being revealed. And you see, wow, that's like end times when the buildings fell in New York City and so on and so forth. So this pyramid has to be finished. And the devil is just trying with all his tricks to get this pyramid finished. And Jesus said, Jesus always has an answer. This is his answer. I will build my church.
Amen.
So that's it. That's it. That's it. So in the race, we win. We win. Yahoo!
Hallelujah.
You don't need to understand all this to laugh. Turn your back on your problems. Just laugh because everything's going our way.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Everything is going our way. So people worship these dollar bills, $1 million bills, $1 billion bills. They're nothing. They mean nothing. They won't get you to heaven. So that's called mammon. People worship, want to be rich, and that's their goal in life. There's a few people here in Dallas that want that. And I think we have a few in Fort Worth that want that. And their whole life, they've sold their soul. They don't care about their soul. And so they'll perish. They'll end up in the second death, which is the lake of fire. So they'll end up there forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. World without end. And everyone is going to end up there that isn't one of us. So I just like to say we're the winning team. We're the winning team, so we're happy all the time. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. You said that in faith, but we're happy all the time.
Amen?
Because I know you're not. I know you're not happy all the time. In fact, people don't like you. Like you like them, they don't like you back that way. So when you're yourself, and nobody wants to be yourself, let's say this darkness is you being yourself, not a Christian. Let's say this darkness. So whether you're getting your soul or your body behaving right, and only God can do that, and only God can do that, and only God can do that. So he promised this. This is his promise. This is his promise. This is his promise that you will be sitting on the throne with me someday. Someday over the ocean. So someday you'll be seeing heaven, and you will never remember this earth anymore. You won't remember it because you will see all mysteries. You'll understand all things. You'll be happy all the time, and you could start today. You could actually start today. You could actually, now Dan, I want you to listen carefully. Because you could start today to be happy all the time. But you have to get rid of religion. Religion, false religion, darkness, has to go. Now, you might have a new heart, but God won't save you because you have a new heart. The only reason you were born is so that you would die to yourself so that you could live for others. So the only reason you're born is so that you can die to yourself so that you can live for others. So living for others is the most important thing you can do. Why? Because you're finished. You're marriageable. You're able not to be psychological. If you're psychological, listening to your will, your mind, your emotions, then your behavior will be misbehavior. And you'll be diseased. You have not only stress and not only anxiety and not only darkness, but you're going to be diseased. But none of us worry about that because we're Christians.
Amen.
By faith.
Amen.
By faith. You don't have to understand it. You don't have to believe everything I'm saying. But everything I'm saying, I read in the Bible. And I'm not trying real hard to read it. I just read it every day. Hour after hour after hour after hour. At least 4 to 5 hours every day. Why? I don't know. It's my life. Did you know that we live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God? And I do. I take that literally, but I do it by faith. I don't have to see it. I don't have to understand it. Someday I will see it all when Jesus comes back. When he comes back, then chair 6 is the only people he'll take because they're actually chair 7, which was a bride without spot, without wrinkle, without any such thing. Do you believe that's true?
Yes.
The answer is yes. Yeah, you just have to say yes.
Yes.
Because it's by faith. It sounds good to me. I'll take it, but I don't know how it works. You don't work. The whole thing about being a Christian is you never work. There's no work on the inside. The kingdom of God is within you. So since there's no work on the inside, then all the work has to be somebody else. That's Jesus. Jesus is in you. Christ in you, the hope of
glory.
Glory. And this is glory. This is glory. This is his salvation. This is his redemption. This is atonement. This is the sacrifice. This is the offering that God has promised you. And he cannot say no. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the harvest is ripe and the laborers are few. So pray that the Lord will send laborers into the harvest. By the way, Joel is here in the country and he'll be here next Sunday. God wants you to understand that everything that is going on is not you. Everything that's going on is just, you have a God that's good. You have a God that's unconditionally forgiving and loving and kindness. And this is love, love, love. This is glory, glory, glory. This is everything you don't even know about. I'm just telling you, it's written in the Bible. But you don't even know about it. The best has been saved to the last.
Amen.
And we're the best. Why? Because we're the last. We're heading for the end of civilization, end of history, end of time. But don't worry, you're going to live forever, right? Everybody here is a believer.
Amen.
You got a new heart. Now I want you to die here. So you're born to die to resurrect. You can't resurrect unless you're dead here. You can't be dead unless you're alive here. So you're alive to sin, darkness. Darkness is here. So darkness fills every heart. Now, I want you to explain to you that everybody who has a heart, they don't necessarily, they're not necessarily born again. Even if they say they are. That's profession, not confession. Con means with. So confession means God spoke it and you just repeated it, homologeo, say the same thing God just said. When he says you're a sinner, then you're a sinner, even though you do good works. And a lot of sinners do good works. Buddhist, Hindu, Satanist, all kinds of people can do good. I mean, the Audubon is good. You know, Hitler did that, but he's not going to go to heaven by that. And so people invent and create and so on. They're busy, busy, busy being distracted from God because they know there's a God. A fool says in his heart there's no God, but he's a fool. He's fooled himself before he deceives others. You have to fool yourself to think, I think what I did is good. Catholics think that. I'm not saying all Catholics, but a lot of Catholics. Jewish people think that. Islamic people think they do that. And everywhere we're surrounded with those three major religions, and Hindu and Buddhist and so on and so forth, they're all doing it, Taoists and so on. But you can see that here on the back of your dollar, that pyramid, it looks like it's about to be finished, and this eye at the top, they call it the evil eye. Some call it the eye of God, but it's no eye at all. It's idols. Idol eye. This is idol eye. And so idolatry then leads to fornication, immorality, which leads then to injustice, which leads then to all kinds of things, like mammonism, like love of this world more than the love of God. And some Christians love this world more than they love God. Well, that's just sin. How many know that all sins are forgivable? All. Otherwise, God wouldn't be God. So every sin you've ever committed, it's forgiven. It died on the cross when Jesus rose. He left it there on the cross. And he rose victorious. He was victorious from the dead because he rose out of death. He died so that he could then resurrect, so that he could now live in your heart.
Hallelujah.
So he's in your new heart. Then he's now cleansing you from all unrighteousness so that he can then perfect you in your body, your behavior. So now he wants to, you're led of the Spirit, filled with the Spirit, born of the Spirit, 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 Spirit. That's a spiritual person. So that spiritual person is a gift. Gift, 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 gift. Nothing you do was worth anything. Everything that God did for you, this is the Reformation, everything God did for you is good news. Everything God you did, you didn't. Everything you thought you did, wasn't. So you're relying on something, you're counting on something that never worked. We're not downing anybody. As a matter of fact, this religion that we're talking about, where God does everything for you and you do nothing, is because God's good. That's why. He's just good. It's incredible to have a good God rather than an angry judge who's always looking for one of your sins. And you're out. It's like Trump firing people. You know, you're out. Get out. And so that's an embarrassment. But anyway, God will never do that. God has always been for you, always will be. He's always a loving father. He's never been an angry judge. Never, 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 never. And he can't. He can't change. Same yesterday, today, forever. So since God is good, and I can worship him now without any emotion, I can worship him now. As a matter of fact, if you had an awful thought while you were in church, let's say you came and you were very spiritual, and all of a sudden you saw someone in the church you didn't like because they're obnoxious or so on and so forth. God still accepts that as long as you realize you can do that by faith. Oh yeah, faith. So I did that by faith. And so don't count it, because he doesn't count it. He's already forgiven all your sins. I mean all of them. I mean all of them, past, present, and future. He's forgiven all of them. He's never going to bring them up again. They died on the cross. There they stay.
Hallelujah.
That was the price he paid for your salvation, for your redemption, for your atonement, for your blessedness, for your happiness on earth, for your advantage, for your profit, for everything for you. You are the apple of God's eye. Can you say amen?
Amen.
I mean, that's exciting, to be the apple of God's eye. Now, does he always answer your prayers with a yes? Yes. But it might be later.
Praise God.
It might not. Sometimes we're impatient. Sometimes we don't want to be patient for God because he's so slow to anger. But he heard you. He heard your cry. Every time you're desperate and you cry out, so make sure you're desperate. Anytime there's any darkness in you, you're going to be in trouble. Right? When the devil, just before the judgment, the final judgment, we're up in heaven, and the angel actually gets out of the bottomless pit, and he goes up with all the hosts of heaven, because he's loosed for just a little season. And he goes up and he sees that only Christians are there who are spirit, soul, and body just like Christ. And that glory is so blinding to him, he doesn't know if he's looking at Jesus or you. He doesn't know. And it's like the guy with the armor on. You don't know who that mysterious knight is. He doesn't know who's behind that mask, behind that armor. It's Jesus. Because everything we do is nothing. And everything he does is everything.
Hallelujah.
And it's always good, and it's always great, and it's always glorious, and it's always wonderful. I'm encouraging you that don't worry about the dollar. We're not mammonists, but we can enjoy ourselves in this world without fear.
Yes. Hallelujah.
As a matter of fact, we can take risks no one else can take. Because they're under taboos. They're under rules and laws and so on. We don't have any laws. The only law is, there is therefore now no condemnation for them that which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For those that walk after the Spirit, for the what? The life that is in Jesus, that eternal life, Zoe, that eternal life, what does it do? For the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath set me free from the law of sin and death. So I'm free. Anytime you're a Christian, you're free.
Amen.
Maybe your mind doesn't know that. Maybe your will doesn't know that. Maybe your emotions don't know that. So you need to tell them. Mind? You're not God. Emotions? You're not God. So you use the word of God that sets you free against all of your mind, will, and emotions. Not my will, but thine be done. Take every thought captive to the word of God and rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I'll say it, rejoice. So now it's fixed that I'll never be unhappy again. You can say that to yourself. I will never be unhappy again. Now, of course you will, but you say it in faith. And when you do that, he'll multiply it. Anytime that you act in faith, just say it. Then God will hear that. And however he does it, just trust him. Just trust God. If he says it, he's going to do it. So the minute I read something, I just believe it, act on it, and it multiplies. Everything is going my way. Zippity-doo-da, zippity-ay. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine going my way. This is not sun, that sun. This is the sun. Zippity-doo-da. Zippity-yay.
Hallelujah.
That was a gospel song that I think that's in Porgy and Bess. Is that what it's in? What is it? Oh, that's Song of the South. Song of the South. I have that one. I like it still. I love look at old movies. They're better than the new movies. They're all psychological. All new movies are totally 100% psychological. America used to produce real movies where good guys and bad guys. Now you can't figure out who the bad guy is and who the good guy is. And the priest will definitely be the bad guy, and then the prostitute will be the good guy, and so on. It's just all crazy, and it mixes up your mind. So don't watch modern movies. But there's a few. There's a whole group of people that Bill Noble told me about. that have moved to the Carolinas, and they are from Hollywood, but they're Christians, and they don't want to do things that non-Christians don't want to do. And so they have plenty of money, and I imagine Stephen is like that. We saw him a couple of weeks ago. I imagine he's like that. He's not like his two brothers.
Baldwin, I don't think it is.
Who is it?
I don't think you said the last name. Oh, the
Baldwin. I didn't. Oh, okay. I thought you might know who Stephen is because he's Christian. But a lot of people are Christians in Hollywood, and so they've moved from Hollywood to the East Coast.
Wow.
And they're going to tell the true story of Roe versus Wade.
Yeah.
Not the false story.
Because she never got the abortion.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So she never did one. They used her, abused her. She rode down from Fort Worth to Austin with us, and she told us her whole story. But it's an amazing story. She's dead now, I believe. Isn't she dead?
Yes.
Didn't she die? Yeah, recently. Anyway, but she told us the truth. And that's going to be made into a movie that will tell the truth. No lies, no, you know, sex, terror, and all those other things they use to dopamine for the audience. Because it's all entertainment, just like politics is all entertainment. Like the newscasters are all entertainment. I mean, there's all entertainment. They just want the points and, you know, so on and so forth. But anyway, you know the truth will set you free. So the minute you know the truth has set you free. So this is how it's all made, that the darkness is now departed from us because we have a new heart. Now he wants all the darkness to remove here, that's your sin, cleansing you from all sin, and then he wants to perfect you in love. Faith and hope are gone. Faith, hope, love. Only love will remain when Jesus comes back, and you'll be here, perfected. You didn't do that. You didn't do that. You didn't do that. You didn't make yourself. You didn't do anything. Nobody has ever worked in this whole universe. God is good. No one else is good but God. Jesus added to that. No one else is good but God. So you're not good. You're not good, Dan. You're not good. So I don't think I keep going. So, there's three agreeable people. You have to sit in the front to be agreeable. So, God, I could start over here. Sinning is nothing to us. You know why? Jesus died for it. When he died for it, you can't sin. It's impossible if you believe. And someday we'll see it all. So you'll see with your eyes everything God has promised in the Bible. Everything, everything before time ends. Everything. So we haven't entered into eternity yet, new heaven and new earth, but that's after time ends. But you will. And that also, you'll see that too. Everyone will see it. Every knee will bow, every tongue confess, Jesus Christ is Lord.
Hallelujah.
So we have a lot of work to do. So what's God doing today? Only here. Past, present, future. This is today, and God is right now saying, what I want to do is cleanse you from all unrighteousness. How many here have no unrighteousness in you? Nobody. How many here are no, hey God, if you see any wicked way in me, show it to me today and I'll confess it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, that's what he's doing. He's separating Jew from Jew. So those that are messianic have a better chance than those that are not, but that's not the end of the matter. But anyway, separating two groups, separating Christian from Christian, lukewarm from hot, setting then also pagan from pagan, heathen from heathen, all of them. So he's now, and you might think the heathen don't have a chance. Yes, they do, because they might have followed their conscience. their conscience might have convicted them, and they didn't even know the law. They didn't even know about Jesus. But their conscience, it could be that they're pure. And a lot of Roman Catholics and a lot of Jewish people and a lot of Christians could get in on that deal too. It's depending on your prayer. When you meet an enemy, when you meet an obnoxious person, when you meet somebody that's full of darkness, don't judge them. Pray for them. Bless them. Forgive them. Do only good for them. And never, never, never curse them, because he's the one for whom Jesus died. So you have no idea. We'll be numberless when we go to heaven. You will not be able to count us. And imagine Satan with all of his demons and false angels, and by that time when he comes out of the bottomless pit, that's what the Bible calls it, when he comes out of there, he wants to then destroy the church. But Jesus said these words, I will build my church. That means I shall build my church. I mean, that means there's no doubt about it. But the gates of hell will not. Now that's clear. I will, and that won't. That's very clear. The gates of hell will not prevail against her, the bride of Christ. So here's your bride. Here's how you become a bride. You're not of age. You're not of age just because you're born again. You're not of age because he's removing all your unrighteousness. You're only of age when you reach here. And so therefore, here is God wanting to say, you're marriageable. And that is the last word today. I started with the first verse in the third chapter, the 14th verse. Let's read it, and I'll give you the Greek words. They're all different words. And to the angel of the church of Laodicea write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, and it's capitalized, that's Jesus, the head of the creation of God. Now, this is what the head of the creation of God is saying. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. Wow. I wish that you were cold. Why does God want cold? Why, this is cold right here. This is cold, full of darkness. God can win these people in a second. The thing that's confusing today is that there's another group that is the lukewarm people. And so they also, he said, I wish you were cold, because I can easily win the cold. Most people don't want to be themselves. They want to be what they're not, hypocrites. They don't want to be themselves. They don't want to be what they really are. They hide it because God can't see in the dark. He is Deus, God, absconditus. That is, he dwells in thick darkness. And he's put his church in thick darkness on the earth. So that's why we lost in last week's fiasco. It wasn't. It's good news. Why? Because now people open their eyes and they realize, we're not now just the red state. And red. Now we're suddenly bluish. How did that happen? Even though Beto lost, he won. He won in Tarrant County, the reddest red county in the whole United States. It demolished all our people. Not all, but a lot. So what? Fret not because of evildoers.
Amen.
Fret not. Don't fret. Don't fret. Rejoice.
Amen. Right.
Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I'll say it. Rejoice. So now, anything that happens, that's just part of God's design. So what if he uses the bad guys to wake up the good guys?
Amen.
What if he's calling us to a more fervent kind of life and take God seriously? Because you know you're not that serious. And if you don't know, that's a serious problem. You have to know that you're desperate. And that if God doesn't work, because oftentimes we call upon him and he doesn't answer the way I want it. But often you just don't doubt him. Just trust him. Because he knows exactly what he's doing. He's like Trump. He's just tweeting away to distract you, and then he's doing all this stuff. So he wants you to realize you're the happiest people on the face of the earth. You're the light of the world. You're the salt of the earth. You're the dwelling place of the living God. So since God is in you, you're not you anymore. You're Christ in you, you, and you in Christ, you. So that's a new you. You're not what you used to be, Eusta. Now you are a new creation. Kine katesis. Kine means new of a different kind and a new of a quality. In other words, you are natural. You're not now. You're spiritual in the eyes of God. So in the eyes of God, you're spiritual people. Why? Because you've been born again. But he wants to take every born again and then test you. Here, this is your test right here. Can you die to yourself? The answer is no, and the answer is yes. You can't do it yourself. He'd have to do it for you. But you could believe in him and have faith in him. So faith in an unseen world actually redeems you. So that was unseen, died on a cross. He had nothing to do with it. Now he's cleansing you from all unrighteousness. And so I'm preaching to you. David is preaching to you. We're all living this thing. And it's powerful. And the truth is not known today. I just read so much and aware of so much. You can't. I know they're blind. I know they are. Why? Because I can tell you're not hearing exactly what God is saying. But this is what he's saying. I've just reduced it to simplicity. But this is the whole thing. You need to be perfected. He wants you to go all the way. Say it, I will.
I will.
When you go all the way, that's not you're doing anyway. Give God all the glory. What'll God do with all the glory that he gets? Give it to you for free. Because everything is for free. Everything is for free. Nothing ever costs anything in heaven. He just speaks. Boom. There it is. So he's already spoken a word to you, and that word is so powerful, so alive. And you can do it by faith, without any understanding, without any, you know, joy in it. Just do it anyway. Trust him. That's trusting God. I'm trusting you, Lord God, that you'll keep your word, not that I'll keep mine. Because I didn't commit to anything, because I can't do anything. But he made a promise, and he can't lie. He can't break his covenant. So I'm not ever looking at Christianity as something I need to do. I'm looking at Christianity as I have a God that promised something, and he has to do it. He has to. You can actually pray that way. God, you made the promise. You said you love me unconditionally. Go, 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 God. Do it. And he does. You'd be amazed. If you don't try it, then you won't see it. But you have to try it over and over again. I don't think I got my lesson down yet. But, you know, keep removing my sin until there's no darkness in me. Because I don't want any sin to block us. And you said that. You said you're going to do it. And I will act in faith without seeing it. I'll act in faith, but someday I'll see it. So that's what God is doing to us now, separating everything. Separating, separating. So he doesn't want three things. Idolatry, which is the same thing as fornicating with the kings of the earth, which is the same thing as total injustice. So this is my righteousness, individual, but he also wants public justice in this world, and he wants all of the government to be limited so that he can do his righteousness for individuals. And so the only reason this world is here is for your sake. I'm going to say it again. The only reason the world is here, it'd be gone. Because we haven't yet learned to worship him with all my heart, all the soul, all the strength. all my heart, all my soul, all my strength. We haven't yet, we're not finished. And so God wants to do it slowly and then slowly and then rapidly, all at the end. And he can do a quick makeover. So today, your only lesson is chair five. The dreaded lesson. That's the most favorite chair. It's like one of those chairs and you sit back and it's like soft, made of leather, heated, you know, whatever they do. God wants you to know that your favorite chair is your death. Once you die, you live. If you lose your life, you find it. If you lose your life, you find it in the neighbor. You find it in the neighbor. Your life is actually not to take care of yourself because God takes care of you. If God takes care of you, then you can easily love the neighbor. Don't do it out of poverty. Do it out of riches. He's blessed you with every heavenly blessing. Every blessing from heaven is yours right now. You already have it. You just don't know it that you have it, but you have it. You can read it. God just wants you to read it. Don't read it to be a Christian. Don't read it to get a rhema. Don't read it to and do anything. Just read it. It's so awesome because all the power's in the Word. And then you speak the Word. What you hear, speak. What you hear, speak. So now is the best time to be alive. Why? Because he's about to finish everything up. Now you also know that I think I've heard God. But I'm saying it because I believe it, that the black man is going to inherit not only church, but also state. And since it's so, in my mind, since it's so, the black community, especially in Louisiana, has received this as a living word. And I did it just two or three weeks ago. In Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And they said, we don't believe in the Democratic Party. We don't believe, and we never will vote Democratic ever again because we believe the Bible. So we're not black, we're Christian. And so we receive your word. And one of the big, big, big churches there, charismatic, powerful church, he stood up and said, this is it, this is it, this is it, exactly it. And he had a brother there. After Farrakhan goes through all the prisons, he follows up and wins them, all those new Muslims, to Jesus Christ. And they say, we're already way ahead of you. We already know this is our time. Now, we had it 2,000 years from Abraham to Jesus. Then we Christians have had it all the way from Jesus till today. But now a new day has come. And the black man will have his turn to be the leaders. When they're the leaders, their purpose will not be to repeat what the first two groups did. Jewish following the law. Or Christians saying they're born again and then stopping. They will not be lukewarm. They will be actually powerful, leading the whole world not away from Christ as Nimrod did, but back to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And that we haven't seen, but you're about to see it because they are acceptable anywhere in the world. Robert is acceptable. All kinds of people are acceptable because a new Nimrod will be raised up to lead the world back to Jesus Christ. I believe that God started something years ago and he's not yet done. So I think you might be surprised at how God ends the thing with a finale, not with, you know, darkness. Darkness is insignificant. God can beat this chair easily because this chair doesn't exist. There is no such thing as this chair. This chair is simply this chair with a mask on it. So if you remove the mask, it's the same chair. There's only sinners. God is removing all the sin, forgives your sin, cleanses you from all unrighteousness, and then perfects you in love. Those three actions of God is what you have to look forward to. and I say everyone here is already in chair five. And only by faith. I mean, I don't care that you see it. I don't care that you even obey it. Because you don't obey anything. Just let God be God. Don't get in his way. Just let him be God. But he loves praise. Thank you.
Amen.
I praise you. I adore you. Because we're going to marry him. You're of marriageable age. The more you say that, the more you're like a bride without spot, wrinkle, or any such thing, the more then that God is ready to return and follow his sheep. Now, they're not all in. There's two different flocks. But you are getting there soon. There'll be no Jew or Gentile that goes to heaven as a Jew or Gentile. You will go because God wants to put everybody into the new creation by faith and then sight. Faith is first, chair four. Sight is second, chair six, and only your death is in the middle. So unless you're born to die, to resurrect, you miss the gospel where God does everything. He created you, so he has to redeem you, and he's redeeming you in the way I've just said. The dollar bill will never be finished. Everything Satan has built is nothing. Everything you build is nothing. Unless the Lord build the house, they that labor in vain. He's not building a building.
Amen.
You're the building. You are the building. You are the building. You are the building. You are what God is building you with, not wood, hay, and stubble. That would be chair four, not going on. But we're the ones that want to be all the way, and that's what it's going to take right now. So laugh. I need to preach on the gospel of suffering. Laugh when things don't go well. That would be faith. Because you didn't feel holy. Because you didn't have 15 good works to brag on. Because the bad guy won and you lost. That's wonderful. That's exciting. You might think I'm insane. No, I'm beside myself with joy, laughter, because I know everything's going God's way. And there's no way that you can resist it. Christians will never go out of business. God is now just finishing things off. He's finishing things off, and he wants everyone here to die to yourself. He died. This is his cross. You believe in his cross here. That's forgiveness. But here you take up your cross daily and follow him. That's your cross, not his cross. What is the cross? Cross out my will. Cross out my mind. Cross out my emotions. Cross out my behavior. So when you take up your cross daily, you don't have to worry about your mind, will, and emotions. Just let them go. They're nothing. And they're totally full of imagination. But you cannot imagine what it's like right now, Dan. What God has started in us, he always completes. The good work I began in you, I will surely, I mean certainly, complete. So the best has been saved to the last. We're the last. It isn't really the last. It's just the last phase, Laodicea. Thank God for Laodicean Church, which is testing you now. And now that all of your economic hope is gone, all your religious hope is gone, everything, let that go. Those are things you build. Just rejoice. That's what the whole kingdom is about.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Just thank him.
Hallelujah.
And thank. And praise and adore. And that's all he wants. Do it by faith. Don't do it because you understand it. I didn't feel good today. It doesn't make any difference what you feel. It doesn't make any difference what you think. Your thoughts need to be made captive to the Word of God. Your will needs to be not my will, but thine be done. And your emotions always have to be happy. So, are you happy all the time?
Hallelujah.
The answer is yes. Don't wait for the answer, because that's the answer. Yes, I'm happy all the time.
Amen.
Let's all say that. I will be happy all the time. I know that'll kill you. That will kill you. If you do that, that will kill you. So rejoicing is actually killing.
Yes.
Faith is actually killing. When you believe this word, you are ridiculous. You are as insane as I am. But I'd like to be a fool for Christ.
Amen.
Not because I'm fooling myself, because I told myself the truth. And the truth has set me free. All right, let's have a couple testimonies. One or two. Yeah. And a loving father always shares everything with his children. So because you know you're beloved of God, unconditional love, no conditions, no conditions. You don't have to do anything. He does it all. So he'll save you and then sanctify you and then glorify you. He will do all of that because he wants you to be tested today so that you're worthy and you even know it. You know it. I came through that. I came through that and I'm still, how did I make it? Because I thought it's finished, it's over with. And then you corrected me. Said, no, you're doing fine. No, I'm not. God, if you don't come through, I'm finished. And he says, no. Just wipe your tears because I'm working on your behalf. No, you're not. Yes, I am. Do you argue with yourself?
Sure.
You can argue with yourself any day. That King David did that. Saul, why are you cast down?
Yep.
And then he ends up, hope thou in God. It's like he just went from misery to, you know, joy unspeakable. When we come to the end, we're actually the beginning.
Amazing.
You have to come to the end of yourself, chair 5, so that he can resurrect you in chair 6. And then you get much more than you expected. You know, 12 baskets full, more than the original. I mean, like, how could they be full? That's a miracle. God is only in the miracle business. He doesn't even do anything that's not miraculous. So once he created you, he created you to be dependent on him at all times. And so we have to account to God, and we will. We will. But he did it.
He did it.
So that's all we can say is, thank you, God.
Amen.
That's it. Repent, she said, change your mind. Repent does not mean change your mind. Stop doing what you're doing. Start doing what's right. It doesn't mean that at all. It's the opposite of that. Repent means, in the middle voice, it means that the subject of the sentence uses a verb that reflects back on the subject. So, tell Israel, Isaiah, to rejoice. Her warfare is over. Her sins have been forgiven. This was 700 years before Jesus. And it hasn't even happened yet. Israel is still nodding at the Western Wall. They're still trying to do their best. They know they're not perfect, so they don't say they're perfect. They just simply say, well, yeah, I tried the best. It's not working, but I'm going to keep doing it. So you can say they have their tenacity is just keep going, but it's all in vain. You know why? The church has failed. Because the church is not hot. We're lukewarm. So what God wants to do, chair 5, is get rid of all your sin. And when you get rid of all your sin, you'll be a lover. And the Jews will know it. We have to make a sacrifice. How do you make it? You don't. Jesus does it. You don't do it. Jesus does it.
Hallelujah.
So he will change you. Because it's a change of heart. It really isn't a change of mind. It's a change of mind. That's the reflection of the change of heart.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually a change of heart. And that's what made the Reformation work. And that candle will never be snuffed out. Never. All right, God is good.
Amen.
Thank you for hearing the word and then applying it.